For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is Claire DeGeorge, a sophomore out of Anchorage, Alaska, and our game-winning goal scorer from Friday night. First of all, Claire, right off the get-go, Olympic size ice. What kind of adjustments do you have to make as a forward?
Well, there's obviously, like you said, it's much bigger ice, so we know that we can move the puck more, just go to the open ice, get the puck up to the D as quick as you can, get up the ice, and it's more of a north-south, and then you just got to move the puck more.
Your team has such great team speed. I could tell that you guys were using that to your advantage, catching St. Cloud off guard. How do you keep that speed going into game two?
You know, we just get a good night's rest here, get some good food in you, make sure tomorrow that we go on our team walk, get our legs moving, get a good breakfast, good warm-up, and then I'm sure we'll be fine.
All right, another Friday night game. Your team is playing well on Fridays. What is it about Fridays that you guys have had such success?
You know, I mean, we kind of say going into Fridays, we're always jazzed, like we're ready to go, and it's just, we just need to figure out how to bring that into Saturdays.
Your team, again, found themselves down by a goal there in the first. Great backdoor play by Kiki and Jack. Talk about how important that was to get that goal.
I mean, it's tough going down, especially right at the beginning of a game, but being able to come back so quick, it's a good sign. Like, we struggled against Ohio last week, obviously. Like, they scored one early on us, and we weren't able to come back right away, and the game might have been a little bit different if we were able to do so. So getting that right away was definitely a confidence booster, and we knew we were playing well. We just needed to get the puck on the net.
Then Haley Mack scores her first goal in many months. She was off the ice for 5 weeks. How much energy does she bring to the ice?
Oh my gosh, she's a fireball. It's amazing. I mean, her coming back and scoring like that, it's a good presence to have on the ice. She's always laughing, always smiling, cracking jokes, and she obviously is very fast, so having her back it's amazing.
St. Cloud answered, and then you answered right back about a minute and 11 seconds later. Lydia and Jack set you up on that goal. Walk us through that play.
All I remember is seeing Jack with the puck, and I was like, I'm just going to go the net. Like, might as well just go. And she just made a beautiful pass. Like, honestly, one of the most prettiest passes I've ever seen. Like, saucer right over every, there's like at least three sticks in the way all over, and I was just like, get your stick out there, just tip it right up. And I just put it out, and it landed, went right straight up, and I was like, oh, thank you, Jack.
Then Abby scores the empty net insurance goal. Your team wins 4-2. Looking back on the first half of the season, you guys are struggling scoring. We're 0-9 to start the season. Your team is playing its best hockey right now going into the final weeks of the season. How important is it to be playing your best hockey right now?
Well, you know, peaking right now, it's really important. It's the playoffs time. I'd rather be peaking now than beginning of the season, obviously. And even back when we played St. Cloud at home and we swept them, but I was like, this is our comeback time. Like, it's our epic comeback. And I mean, we've been following along with that so far. So all we've got is 3 more weeks, and we'll see ourselves hopefully at the Final Four.
What's it going to take to beat St. Cloud State in their final home game?
I think, honestly, if we play just like we did today, especially in those first 2 periods, we hone them in their zone. So move the puck a lot like we did today and get the pucks on net. And I think we'll be pretty good tomorrow.
All right, Claire, you've been part of the U.S. Women's National Team camps and such. How closely have you paid attention to the USA-Canada rivalry and also to some of the pro players that are been playing pretty well in the NWHL?
I mean, it's awesome to see that. I mean, we have the NWHL and the C-Dub. They have their all-star leagues, and obviously Kendall Coyne. I'm sure it's amazing seeing her doing all those big things, and it's awesome to know that women's hockey is getting up there. And then right now with the USA playing Canada, it's like there's energy. Like, it makes me feel excited for them that they're playing, and watching them is... I haven't really been able to watch much lately because we don't have NHL Network in Bemidji. I got any cables, but I was able to watch a little bit last night, and it's cool to see like all those people, and especially it's a lot more fun when you like, know the people playing as well. It's really cool.
How much does that inspire you?
Oh, it definitely inspires me. I mean, obviously, I want to get to the highest level possible, and watching them, it's like watching where you want to be someday. So it's just really inspiring.
Claire, congrats on the game-winning goal. Good luck on Saturday against St. Cloud.
Thank you, Kelly.